This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Just as Americans are packing for 4th of July vacation, severe weather has thrown the airline industry into chaos. Today, thousands more flights have been canceled or delayed. CBS's Skylar Henry with the latest.
Travelers arriving at swamped airports are getting bad news.
We got here thinking, they probably cleared it up. We just got to get home.
June had already been a bumpy month for the airlines. This weekend's stormy weather made it worse, stranding passengers across the country, many of them still in limbo.
The added expense of a hotel room, another flight, all that stuff, it adds up.
A heat wave sweeping through Texas and Louisiana is blamed for at least 14 deaths. National Weather Service meteorologist Jacob Zarenge.
Heat index values are likely going to be above 115, even approaching 120 in some areas. And then later this weekend and into next week, we're going to get in around 105 to 110 range.
The heat is also forecast to hit Mississippi and Alabama. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says he has been interviewed by special counsel Jack Smith's team about former President Trump's phone call to him regarding the state's 2020 presidential results. CBS's Robert Costa reports there is the possibility of a local and federal indictment of Mr. Trump out of Georgia.
For so long, the focus on Georgia has been in the Fulton County investigation being led by the district attorney there, Fani Willis. And she has said for months she expects to announce her charging decision in the Georgia investigation sometime in August.
It was a move that sparked a boycott and a drop in Bud Light sales. In an exclusive interview with CBS Mornings, Anheuser-Busch U.S. CEO Brendan Whitworth is asked whether sending cans of Bud Light to trans social media star Dylan Mulvaney was a mistake. His response?
Bud Light has supported LGBTQ since 1998, so that's 25 years. And as we've said from the beginning, we'll continue to support the communities and organizations that we've supported for decades. Mm-hmm. But as we move forward, we want to focus on what we do best, which is brewing great beer for everyone.
Scientists analyzed the brains of obsessive-compulsive disorder sufferers. CBS's Christian Benavides with the results.
People with OCD have an imbalance between neurochemicals in parts of the brain key to decision-making and habit. Neuroscientists at the University of Cambridge say it's a major piece of the puzzle in understanding obsessive-compulsive disorder and hope the findings will lead to new treatments.
The U.S. Coast Guard says presumed human remains have been found in the Titan submersible wreckage, and medical professionals will conduct a formal analysis. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Welcome Military to the Main Street Cafe. You are in Bloomer, a few miles north of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. A small town, 3,000 people, but there are big things happening at the cafe.
Every year, on the average of about 150,000
pies. 150,000
pies
and more than 65 varieties made, sold, and enjoyed here. But can you guess which is the most popular pie choice in Wisconsin? Apple, cherry, or pumpkin? The answer coming up.
Most of it's made by hand. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products.
Real dairy products, including free ice cream on your pie and free refills of milk. It's something cafe owner Donnie Stoick likes to brag about.
Our horn like too. We do that every day, not just during June.
As we wrap up our celebration of June Dairy Month, did you guess? Cherry pie is the Wisconsin favorite, according to Instacart. Now we want to know yours and who makes it. Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
CBS News Brief. Staffing shortages and severe weather conditions lead to another day of flight delays and cancellations across the U.S. George Panata is stuck at LAX.
Yeah, might just drive at this point, hopefully get our money back, and at least at bare minimum get our money back. Some people have it worse. The guy behind me has been here for 3 days already. So.
At least 14 people have died of heat-related causes in Texas and Louisiana. Victoria Lee's family stopped at a splash pad in New Orleans.
It's too hot to be outside as it is right now, and just walking around, they're sweating nonstop. So if it wasn't for splash pads and stuff like that, we'd be inside all the time.
Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says he has been interviewed by Special Counsel Jack Smith's team about former President Trump's phone call to him regarding the state's 2020 presidential results. CBS's Nicole Killian reports.
At the time, they were seeking communications regarding his potential contact with anyone related to the former president.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your Ethel,
calm down. Hey,
what are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Partly sunny with the high near 86. Eat Local Minnesota is a great way to find locally owned restaurants and food purveyors. They feature high quality food and unique eating experiences for your next meal. Some of those restaurants and food purveyors include the Park Tavern and 30 Bales. Find a full list of all of our restaurants and food purveyors at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with Bob Blake from Red Lake, and we're here with the Solar Bear with the Solar News, and it's always great to see Robert, and I have to talk business with you very soon here in the next few hours here. I've got to text you, but great to see you, and always great to hear your updates. So thanks for coming on, Robert.
Hey, Robert, how's it going? Hey, have you noticed we are under a health, like, air quality alert?
And, yeah, it's terrible.
You know, yeah, and this is, like, I mean, I want to say from here to, like, what, the East Coast or something like that? Like,
right.
And this is climate change. I mean, this is what's happening from the fires because of climate change. And get this, Robert. I want to read you the first. I want to do the first story here real quick.
Uh-huh.
And this is, I think, really interesting. And this really does say a lot about the mentality, okay? And it's Michigan Republicans dismiss climate change as a theory. And they're rejecting established science as they attack proposed clean energy targets. So the state of Michigan, everybody, is trying to reach some climate goals. Legislation is being proposed by probably Democrats. in the state of Michigan, and the Republican legislators in Michigan are rejecting this climate change as just a theory, and I can't believe that these are the politicians that we are electing into office to lead us. And so we need to do something about this. We can't, these individuals are going to lead us down a bad road if we continue to, and I'm obviously in Minnesota, Robert. So, but still, I mean, what happens in Michigan is going to ultimately affect us. Cause like we say, Robert, in the native way, everything is connected.
Yes, exactly. Well, I think, thank goodness, too, and maybe Haley can check on this, but they have a trifecta also in Michigan now, and that was a miracle where their House and Senate and the governor are Democrats. So those Republicans can whine all they want, and it's not going to happen. But I think it's plain to see, and we talked about it in the first segment, Robert, just how bad it's been. You know, Wendy was in New York when it was the worst place, air quality in the whole world. And then came home, and a week later, it was the worst quality, air quality in the whole world here in the Twin Cities. I can't go out and walk. I can't go out and, walk the dog. I'm a lifelong smoker. I quit smoking 17 years ago, but still, all those things add up to health problems with air quality.
Yeah, and that's it really just kind of like amazes me, Robert, that politicians like this especially in Michigan, would have this attitude when, you know, Ford, the big three,
right,
are like massively producing electric vehicles.
Right.
And this is creating thousands and thousands of jobs in the state of Michigan. And these politicians are like going against what their constituents are basically saying to them, like, hey, you know. And so it just like baffles me that the idiocracy of some politicians and their ideology, you know, is just beyond like my comprehension. I'm sorry, but.
Well, it's just really happened the last 15 years where it's really switched, because we just had like just recently, what is it, Senator Dave Durenberger, who is a Republican and reelected here in Minnesota many times. And the things they eulogized him for, he sounded like a left-wing wacko. But yet he was just doing good things for his state, like we all should be thinking, instead of the doing good things for the 1% billionaires.
Yeah, and I should stop too, because like, you know, you bring up a good point there, Robert. You know, I think about like what Arnold Schwarzenegger did as a Republican for the state of California, you know, and here's a guy who literally started this clean energy wave, and he was a Republican.
Yeah.
And I mean, if it wasn't for Arnold Schwarzenegger and, you know, his, you know, ideas around wanting to get into, you know, green, clean energy, you know, and he talks about doing the good things for the world and for the planet. Would Gavin Newsom be doing some of the things that they're doing out there in California right now? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that was started by a Republican governor.
Who is married to a Kennedy.
but my point being, though, you know, it's not about party. It really is about the individual and about, you know, them doing ultimately what is right, you know, irregardless of party ideology. And we need more of those politicians doing the right thing.
Exactly. And hopefully we can smear out this and have a huge blue wave in the next election here, because, you know, like you throw out numbers like 70%, and there's a lot of 70 and 60% of the country that are totally against what the Republicans now stand for. And I mean, they're ridiculous. They're trying to go after Biden and his son and bring up Hillary every chance they can. But yet they got a couple lunatics running around that they don't say anything about or call on. You know, the representative from Long Island, he's nuts. He's like literally nuts, you know. But they want to go after Hillary's emails that they spent $43 million on in 5 years investigating.
Yeah, that's all. How does that guy even get in? I mean,
gerrymandered.
Yeah, and it's lies, right? I mean, it's just constantly lying. Hey, Robert, 1,800 no emission buses have been added to the U.S. roadways since the infrastructure law, the IRA, took place. I mean, that's just incredible. So that nearly doubled the emission, doubled the buses that were there before. So, I mean, you know, and Robert, these are buses that provide, you know, transportation to kids, to our youth, you know, that are, you know, not polluting the air. And like you said, Robert, some of us, you know, have these health problems. And for the listeners out there, that's the whole idea of having these zero emission, you know, buses, is that we're going to have a lot cleaner air. You know, and one of the interesting points about us doing the Intertribal Electric Vehicle Charging Network with the American Lung Association as one of our main partners, Robert, is their dedication to providing clean air for everyone. And it just amazes me, you know, when we first started this project, how much the American Lung Association knew about electric vehicles and why it's important to have these, zero emission, forms of transportation. So we have cleaner air for everyone. Yeah. And that just amazes me when I think about them as being one of our key partners in the Intertribal Electric Vehicle Charging Network, but also, the IRA has doubled the amount of zero emission buses on the road right now. This is a good thing, everyone. Yes. This is a good thing that Biden and the Democrats have done. I mean, these things should be celebrated instead of being chastised.
You know, I listened to the news before. There's a 2-minute news break before we start our show. And I always think of you, Robert. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we were talking about solar panels on schools. And now it come to fruition that it's in law that they can do that. That's just amazing, and just how quickly the world and good ideas happen. So I just want to give you a big shout out on that, because you've been talking about that before it was vogue.
Yeah. And of course, Robert, you know, I ran for city council and I was spitting out all these ideas and, I was saying, hey, let's paint our bikeways in paint that will reflect in the evening, the Dutch do it.
Yeah.
And what it does, Robert, is not only is it encourages more people driving their bikes or riding their bikes right around, they found that they're in the communities that there was also where, communities got safer because people felt safer because the glow in the dark paint was all around the area that they were driving. And these are some of the things that we need to think about or think outside the box in the Twin Cities and other cities to make our community safer. Glow in the dark paint ways for bicycle ways. I mean, it's like, that's genius.
Exactly. And I thought it was genius too, with having panels on all these schools and being able to afford teachers, but also getting students right in on manufacturing or learning about electricity or becoming electricians. Bob, we got to take a quick break. Can you come back and howl with us real quick?
Absolutely.
Right on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we're with Robert Blake with the Solar Bear with the Solar News, and we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Life is a journey, and the Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas will help you get where you want to go. Located in downtown Minneapolis, this affordable 2-year college provides free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, and a Metro Transit pass, making DFC the perfect pathway to a bachelor's degree. Turn your dreams into reality at Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas. Apply today at dfc.stthomas.edu.
Hey, this is Robert Pilot. I taught in St. Paul Public Schools for over 25 years, and I want you to join the team and make a difference in our children's future. Right now, St. Paul Public Schools is offering hiring and retention bonuses up to $10,000 for a variety of teaching and classroom support positions for the next school year. Grow in a supportive and fulfilling public school setting. Limited bonuses are available, so don't delay. Apply at spps.org/careers.
Your Blue Line Extension Project wants to hear from you. We are working on extending the Blue Line Light Rail into North Minneapolis, Robbinsdale, Crystal, and Brooklyn Park, and connecting it to our growing transit system. Tell us about your neighborhood, your business, your family, and what you need from your Blue Line. Learn more and share more of your story at yourblueline.org. That's yourblueline.org.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Yeah, I could hear three howls. Thanks, Bob. Hey, we're here. This is Native Roots Radio, and we're here with Robert Blake with Solar Bear with the Solar News. And I know you got a couple more things to bring up, Bob, but there seems to be some positive funding going on out there, some grants, some things happening. We're inching towards there, but maybe not as fast enough, but we're heading in the right direction. But again, welcome back.
Yeah, Robert, I want to talk about this one quick story here real quick about the exports of solar modules coming out of China into the United States. 70 gigawatts of solar I mean, panels are coming out, you know, out of China exports. Robert, this is a heck of a lot of solar panels. I mean, we're talking massive amounts of solar panels that are coming out of China. And interestingly, because of the, you know, there was a holdup on tariffs, and there was actually some lawsuits that happened, you know, with, you know, some of the manufacturers in China, and, you know, were they using child labor? And there was a lot of like questions that came involved in, you know, about this. And so what happened was the Biden administration decided to, you know, put together, you know, a kind of chain supply, or not a chain supply, but a chain supply around solar panels, manufacturing, and have just put billions of dollars towards this. So we're here in the United States are really going to start ramping up our own production of our own solar panels that we know for sure that we're following strict guidelines around manufacturing, and that, you know, employment, you know, of age individuals are, you know, doing this and stuff. And so, yeah, so I just think about the statistic here, 70 gigawatts coming out of China of solar panels, you know, being exported. And then I think about, you know, these billions of dollars that are going into this manufacturing supply chain around solar panels being made here in the United States, wafers, I mean, you name it. This administration is really going, you know, doing a lot of good in creating all these new jobs, manufacturing jobs. Robert, this is really good news for this country.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting. And just to you know, things are changing, and that's good. And that's just a great example, too. You know, and hopefully for all. And that's important, too, to make sure that, you know, our BIPOC, our relatives get in on this gravy train, so to speak, in a good way with getting renewable and lowering costs and selling stuff back, you know, energy back, and get in on this. So it's exciting.
It really is. And I want to put another statistic out there real quickly, Robert, some more solar news. Cause you know, Robert, we just don't talk about what's happening here in the United States. We like to talk the solar news, and the Solar Bear likes to talk about everything. And one of the cool stories coming out here, Robert, is 600 megawatts of installed PV in Ireland. They are rapidly approaching 1 gigawatt. So if you think about that, the state of Minnesota has about probably 1.5 gigawatts, going on 2 gigawatts now. So we are ahead of Ireland. But I like talking about this because I think about, like, you know, the Irish and some of those stories and how they were like friends to native folks. And,
yes. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I always like thinking about, you know, kind of the cool things that are happening in their country and in how they, you know, they've looked out for native people and native people have looked out for them and that symbiotic relationship. So
right.
they are rapidly approaching a gigawatt of solar in Ireland. So kudos to all the Ireland and Irish folk out there that are putting up all that solar in their country. That's wonderful and great news.
Yeah. Just to remind everyone, Native Americans, during the potato famine in Ireland, sent money that probably they couldn't afford to help try and help the Irish people. And forever then in the 1800s, we've been allies and friends. So it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, oh, this is a great, yeah. They teach Native American history in Irish schools. That's really cool. Yeah. No, I was like, I know that story. I don't know the full story, but I do know that there's that connection. I've heard Irish people talk about that before. Mm-hmm. And I always thought that is pretty cool. So I was like to kind of keep track of what they're doing around renewable energy over there.
Exactly.
In how they're doing things. And one more last story here, Robert, but something just came out recently around the need from the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, NREL, out in Colorado. So this is the research facility that kind of does a lot of this renewable energy work in this country. It's a government-funded facility that, and Robert, I was just out there recently. It's absolutely incredible. And the stuff that they're doing out there. And so I just want to say that I've seen firsthand that our tax dollars are being put to good use at this facility. Trust me, everyone.
Yeah.
They're talking about, they're making a target of 63.4 terawatts of installed photovoltaics by 2050 and 2060. And, you know, this is all over the place. I mean, this is incredible. This is so many jobs. You know, it was just recently reported that renewable energy and solar specifically is the fastest growing, job in this country right now, outpacing, Robert, all the oil and fossil fuel jobs right now. So think about that. The fastest growing job in this country is in renewables and not in fossil fuels. That is something to be celebrated with. And that has really been the Inflation Reduction Act that has really propelled us. Because now with that little government subsidy, you start adding all of the investment dollars from other places. And it just creates a capital stack that there's just so much happening around it. And so I think that should be celebrated. And I mean, this thing is not ending. It's the train has left the station. I'm sorry, everyone. And this is going down and we are headed towards a renewable energy future in this country and in the world, I would say.
Absolutely. Hey, Robert, why don't you give out, before we let you go, give out your two websites here. So people can, reach out to you and, ask you questions and maybe hire you to put up a big garden somewhere, a solar garden.
Yeah, here you go, everyone. It's solarbear.earth, www.solarbear.earth, and also Native Sun, www.nativesun.org. And Native Sun is the nonprofit side, and Solar Bear is the company side. So please just reach out to go to the website. You can see Robert at solarbear.earth. Robert@nativesun.org. And thank you, Robert, Miigwech, everyone, for having me. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for hauling with us, sticking around and hauling with us too, Robert. Have a great day. And hey, I'm going to try and get a hold of you tomorrow. I got a few things I got to talk to you about.
Okay, pal. And like the Solar Bear says, keep on soldering on, everybody.
Right on. Right on, Robert. Wow. Wow, Haley, that was awesome to see Robert Blake, as always. Just enjoy our conversations and some updates of what's happening around the world in the solar realm.
Right. Hoping to get those solar panels on every school, hopefully in Minnesota.
That'd be awesome. Hey, I want to thank Arvina Martin. Was a fast, quick interview, it seemed like, and she's full of energy and really stopping in and talking about the great work that she's doing and talking about us natives across Turtle Island. And of course, Robert Blake and of course, and Haley Pinigigi for all you do. And we're going to be back tomorrow. And you are listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Please be safe out.
Partly sunny with a high near 86. Eat Local Minnesota is a great way to find locally owned restaurants and food purveyors. They feature high quality food and unique eating experiences for your next meal. Some of those restaurants and food purveyors include the Park Tavern and 30 Bales. Find a full list of all of our restaurants and food purveyors at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with Bob Blake from Red Lake, and we're here with the Solar Bear with the Solar News, and it's always great to see Robert, and I have to talk business with you very soon here in the next few hours here. I've got to text you, but great to see you, and always great to hear your updates. So thanks for coming on, Robert.
Hey, Robert, how's it going? Hey, have you noticed we are under a health, like, air quality alert?
And, yeah, it's terrible.
You know, yeah, and this is, like, I mean, I want to say from here to, like, what, the East Coast or something like that? Like,
right.
And this is climate change. I mean, this is, yep, what's happening from the fires because of climate change. And get this, Robert, I want to read you the first. I want to do the first story here real quick.
Uh-huh.
And this is I think really interesting. And this really does say a lot about the mentality. Okay. And it's Michigan Republicans dismiss climate change as a theory, and they're rejecting established science as they attack proposed clean energy targets. So the state of Michigan, everybody, is trying to reach some climate goals. Legislation is being proposed by probably Democrats in the state of Michigan.
Yeah.
And the Republican you know, legislators in Michigan are rejecting this climate change as just a theory. And I can't believe, you know, that, you know, these are, you know, the politicians that, you know, we are electing into office to lead us. And so we need to do something about this. We can't. These individuals are going to lead us down a bad road if we continue to, you know, and I'm obviously in Minnesota, Robert. So, mm-hmm, you know, but still, I mean, you know, what happens in Michigan is going to ultimately affect us because, like we say, Robert, in the native way, everything is connected.
Yes, exactly. Well, I think, thank goodness, too, and maybe Haley can check on this, but they have a trifecta also in Michigan now, and that was a miracle where their House and Senate and the governor are Democrats. So those Republicans can whine all they want, and it's not going to happen. But I think it's plain to see, and we talked about it in the first segment, Robert, just how bad it's been. You know, Wendy was in New York when it was the worst place, air quality in the whole world. And then came home, and a week later, it was the worst quality, air quality in the whole world here in the Twin Cities. I can't go out and walk. I can't go out and, you know, walk the dog. I'm a lifelong smoker. I quit smoking 17 years ago, but still, you know, all those things add up to health problems with air quality.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and it really just kind of like amazes me, Robert, that, you know, politicians like this, especially in Michigan, would have this attitude when, you know, Ford, the big three, right, are like massively producing electric vehicles.
Right.
And this is creating thousands and thousands of jobs in the state of Michigan. And these politicians are like going against what their constituents are basically saying to them, like, hey, you know. And so it just like baffles me that the idiocracy of some politicians and their ideology, you know, is just beyond like my comprehension. I'm sorry, but.
Well, it just really happened the last 15 years where it's really switched, because we just had like just recently, what is it, Senator Dave Durenberger, who is a Republican and reelected here in Minnesota many times. And the things they eulogized him for, he sounded like a left-wing wacko. But yet he was just doing good things for his state, like we all should be thinking, instead of the doing good things for the 1% billionaires.
Yeah, and I should stop too, because like, you know, you bring up a good point there, Robert. You know, I think about like what Arnold Schwarzenegger did as a Republican for the state of California, you know, and here's a guy who literally started this clean energy wave, and he was a Republican.
Yeah.
And I mean, if it wasn't for Arnold Schwarzenegger and, you know, his, you know, ideas around wanting to get into, you know, green, clean energy, you know, and he talks about doing the good things for the world and for the planet. Yeah. Would Gavin Newsom be doing some of the things that they're doing out there in California right now? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that was started by a Republican governor.
Who is married to a Kennedy.
But my point being, though, you know, sometimes it's not about party. It really is about the individual and about, you know, them doing ultimately what is right, you know, irregardless of party ideology. And we need more of those politicians doing the right thing.
Exactly. And hopefully we can smear out this and have a huge blue wave in the next election here, because, you know, like you throw out numbers like 70%, and there's a lot of 70 and 60% of the country that are totally against what the Republicans now stand for. And I mean, they're ridiculous. They're trying to go after Biden and his son and bring up Hillary every chance they can, but yet they got a couple lunatics running around that they don't say anything about or call on. You know, the representative from Long Island, he's nuts. He's like literally nuts, you know, but they want to go after Hillary's emails that they spent $43 million on in 5 years investigating.
Yeah, how does that guy even get in? I mean,
gerrymandered.
Yeah, and it's lies, right? I mean, it's just constantly lying. Hey, Robert, 1,800 no emission buses have been added to the U.S. roadways since the infrastructure law, the IRA, took place. I mean, that's just incredible. You know, so that nearly doubled the emission, doubled the buses that were there before. So, I mean, you know, and Robert, these are buses that provide, you know, transportation to kids, to our youth, you know, that are, you know, not polluting the air. And like you said, Robert, some of us, you know, have these health problems. And for the listeners out there, that's the whole idea of having these zero emission, you know, buses, is that we're going to have a lot cleaner air. You know, and one of the interesting points about us doing the Intertribal Electric Vehicle Charging Network with the American Lung Association as one of our main partners, Robert, is their dedication to providing clean air for everyone. And it just amazed me, you know, when we first started this project, how much the American Lung Association knew about electric vehicles and why it's important to have these zero emission, forms of transportation. So we have cleaner air for everyone. Yeah. And that just amazes me when I think about them as being one of our key partners in the Intertribal Electric Vehicle Charging Network, but also the IRA has doubled the amount of zero emission buses on the road right now. This is a good thing, everyone. Yes. This is a good thing that Biden and the Democrats have done. I mean, these things should be celebrated instead of being chastised.
You know, I listened to the news before. There's a 2-minute news break before we start our show. And I always think of you, Robert. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we were talking about solar panels on schools. And now it come to fruition that it's in law that they can do that. That's just amazing, and just how quickly the world and good ideas happen. So I just want to give you a big shout out on that, because you've been talking about that before it was vogue.
Yeah, and of course, Robert, you know, I ran for city council and I was spitting out all these ideas, and I was saying, hey, let's paint our bikeways in paint that will reflect in the evening. The Dutch do it.
Yeah.
And what it does, Robert, is not only is it encourages more people driving their bikes or riding their bikes right around, they found that they're in the communities that there was also where, communities got safer because people felt safer because the glow and dark paint was all around the area that they were driving. And these are some of the things that we need to think about or think outside the box in the Twin Cities and other cities to make our community safer. Glow in the dark paint ways for bicycle ways. I mean, it's like, that's genius.
Exactly. And I thought it was genius too, with having panels on all these schools and being able to afford teachers, but also getting students right in on manufacturing or learning about electricity or becoming electricians. Bob, we got to take a quick break. Can you come back and howl with us real quick?
Absolutely.
Right on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're with Robert Blake with the Solar Bear with the Solar News, and we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Life is a journey, and the Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas will help you get where you want to go. Located in downtown Minneapolis, this affordable 2-year college provides free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, and a Metro Transit pass, making DFC the perfect pathway to a bachelor's degree. Turn your dreams into reality at Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas. Apply today at dfc.stthomas.edu.
Hey, this is Robert Pilot. I taught in St. Paul Public Schools for over 25 years, and I want you to join the team and make a difference in our children's future.
Right now, St. Paul Public Schools is offering hiring and retention bonuses up to $10,000 for a variety of teaching and classroom support positions for the next school year. Grow in a supportive and fulfilling public school setting. Limited bonuses are available, so don't delay. Apply at spps.org/careers.
Your Blue Line Extension Project wants to hear from you. We are working on extending the Blue Line light rail into North Minneapolis, Robbinsdale, Crystal, and Brooklyn Park, and connecting it to our growing transit system. Tell us about your neighborhood, your business, your family, and what you need from your Blue Line. Learn more and share more of your story at yourblueline.org. That's yourblueline.org.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Yeah, I could hear three howls. Thanks, Bob. Hey, we're here. This is Native Roots Radio, and we're here with Robert Blake with Solar Bear with the Solar News. And I know you got a couple more things to bring up, Bob, but there seems to be some positive funding going on out there, some grants, some things happening. We're inching towards there, but maybe not as fast enough, but we're heading in the right direction. But again, welcome back.
Yeah, Robert, I want to talk about this one quick story here real quick about the exports of solar modules coming out of China into the United States. 70 gigawatts of solar panels are coming out, you know, out of China exports. Robert, this is a heck of a lot of solar panels. I mean, we're talking massive amounts of solar panels that are coming out of China. And interestingly, because of the, you know, there was a holdup on tariffs, and there was actually some lawsuits that happened, you know, with, you know, some of the manufacturers in China, and, you know, were they using child labor? And there was a lot of like questions that came involved in, you know, about this. And so what happened was the Biden administration decided to, you know, put together, you know, a kind of chain supply, or not a chain supply, but a chain supply around solar panels, manufacturing, and have just put billions of dollars towards this. So we're here in the United States are really going to start ramping up our own production of our own solar panels that we know for sure that we're following strict guidelines around manufacturing, and that, you know, employment, you know, of age individuals are, you know, doing this and stuff. And so, yeah, so I just think about the statistic here, 70 gigawatts coming out of China of solar panels, you know, being exported. And then I think about, you know, these billions of dollars that are going into this manufacturing supply chain around solar panels being made here in the United States, wafers, I mean, you name it. This administration is really going, you know, doing a lot of good in creating all these new jobs, manufacturing jobs, Robert. This is really good news for this country.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting. And just to you know, things are changing, and that's good. And that's just a great example, too, you know, and hopefully for all. And that's important, too, to make sure that, you know, our BIPOC, our relatives get in on this gravy train, so to speak, in a good way with getting renewable and lowering costs and selling stuff back, you know, energy back, and get in on this. So it's exciting.
It really is. And I want to put another statistic out there real quickly, Robert, some more solar news. Cause you know, Robert, we just don't talk about, what's happening here in the United States. We like to talk. The Solar News and the Solar Bear likes to talk about everything. And one of the cool stories coming out here, Robert, is 600 megawatts of installed PV in Ireland. They are rapidly approaching 1 gigawatt. So if you think about that, the state of Minnesota has about probably a gigawatt and a half, going on 2 gigawatts now. So we are ahead of Ireland. But I like talking about this because I think about, like, you know, the Irish and some of those stories and how they were like friends to native folks. And,
yes, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I just, I always like thinking about, you know, kind of the cool things that are happening in their country and in how they, you know, they've looked out for native people and native people have looked out for them and that symbiotic relationship. So
they
are rapidly approaching a gigawatt of solar in Ireland. So kudos to all the Ireland and Irish folk out there that are putting up all that solar in their country. That's wonderful and great news.
Yeah. Just to remind everyone, Native Americans, during the potato famine in Ireland, sent money that probably they couldn't afford to help try and help the Irish people. And forever then in the 1800s, we've been allies and friends. So it's amazing.
Yeah. I think, this is a great, they teach Native American history in Irish schools. That's really cool. Yeah, no, I know that story. I don't know the full story, but I do know that there's that connection. I've heard Irish people talk about that before, and I always thought that is pretty cool. So I always like to kind of keep track of what they're doing around renewable energy over there.
Exactly.
In how they're doing things. And one more last story here, Robert, but something just came out recently around the need from the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, NREL, out in Colorado. So this is the research facility that kind of does a lot of this renewable energy work in this country. It's a government-funded facility that, and Robert, I was just out there recently. It's absolutely incredible, and the stuff that they're doing out there. So I just want to say that I've seen firsthand that our tax dollars are being put to good use at this facility. Trust me, everyone.
Yeah.
They're talking about, they're making a target of 63.4 terawatts of installed photovoltaics by 2050 and 2060. This is all over the place. I mean, this is incredible. This is so many jobs. You know, it was just recently reported that renewable energy and solar specifically is the fastest growing, job in this country right now, outpacing, Robert, all the oil and fossil fuel jobs right now. So think about that. The fastest growing job in this country is in renewables and not in fossil fuels. That is something to be celebrated with. And that has really been the Inflation Reduction Act that has really propelled this. Because now with that little government subsidy, you start adding all of the investment dollars from other places. And it just creates a capital stack that there's just so much happening around it. And so I think that should be celebrated. And I mean, this thing is not ending. It's the train has left the station. I'm sorry, everyone. And this is going down and we are headed towards a renewable energy future in this country and in the world, I would say.
Absolutely. Hey, Robert, why don't you give out, before we let you go, give out your two websites here so people can reach out to you and ask you questions and maybe hire you to put up a big garden somewhere, a solar garden.
Yeah, here you go, everyone. It's solarbear.earth, www.solarbear.earth, and also Native Sun, www.nativesun.org. And Native Sun is the nonprofit side, and solar batteries.
Welcome to the Main Street Cafe. You are in Bloomer, a few miles north of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. A small town, 3,000 people, but there are big things happening at the cafe.
Every year, on the average of about 150,000
pies. 150,000
pies
and more than 65 varieties made, sold, and enjoyed here. But can you guess which is the most popular pie choice in Wisconsin? Apple, cherry, or pumpkin? The answer coming up.
Most of it's made by hand. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products.
Real dairy products, including free ice cream on your pie and free refills of milk. It's something cafe owner Donnie Stoick likes to brag about.
Our horn like too. We do that every day, not just during June.
As we wrap up our celebration of June Dairy Month, did you guess? Cherry pie is the Wisconsin favorite, according to Instacart. Now we want to know yours and who makes it. Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.